whosoever has been born, he must leave body someday. No exception to the rule. This leaving the body is what is called death. All men, whether... Yes, that's all. High or low, rich or poor. Those who were born, they had to leave the body. This is only for a temporary period that the man body has been given to us. This is the golden opportunity. In this we can know God and know. To know God, we must know ourselves first, who we are, what we are. Most part of our life has already passed. The physical body is the first companion that we have when entering the world. But when we leave the world, it does not go along with us. So naturally, all things which have come in our contact through this physical body cannot go along with us. So a wise man is one who just works with a foresight. What is that thing that we can take with us, even after leaving the body? So our Master says we cannot know Him unless we learn to die while alive. So this is the last enemy that we have to conquer, is death. But how to conquer death? That can, there is no escape from it, no exception to the rule. Even the masters who came, the very incarnations of God, they also had to leave the body. And we also have to leave the body. Now to conquer that, when there is no escape, I think the only victory we can have is just to learn how to die. What happens at the time of death? Soul leaves the body. The life force withdrawn from the underneath the feet goes up, reaches at the back of the eyes, and eyes are upturned, and the dark scene comes. Now if we know how to leave the body at will, rise above body consciousness, well, the man who dies daily, who learns to leave the body daily, there's no, fear of death. Death is no bugbear. It is a change from the physical into the beyond. So all masters who came, they said, learn to die so that you may begin to live. Death appears to be a bugbear, you see, to eat one of us. Anybody who says, oh, you have to die, he does not like to hear the word of death. But we have to leave the body. Why we are afraid of death? For two reasons. One, we do not know how to leave the body. You have seen the face of those men dying. In what agony they passed through. Second thing is, we do not know what will be our fate after leaving the body, where to go. So these two things are the main causes of fearing death, you see. So Master says, well, please, you must learn how to leave the body. So those people who are just afraid of death, even if they pass through this death process while alive, and there are many ways for that. Some are artificial, man-made, and some are natural, God-made. man-made ways are difficult, hazardous, time-consuming. Hereditary, we are not fit for those. So there's a natural way too. When you leave the body, it is said all glory and beauty lies within you. But we have no glimpse of that, no experience of that. Tulsidas, a great saint, tells us. He says when he left the body, reached the third plane, I mean the causal plane, it was so beautiful, so enchanting. He said, well, this is the best of all that a man can have. But he says when he transcended the causal plane, transcended into the Mahabrahman, the pleasure and the bliss that he felt there, and compared him to that, the bliss that he had while in the causal plane, that compared to a washing room. So with all that, we hear so much about it, but we do not know how to leave the body and enter those. So all masters who came, they advised, well, learn to die so that you may be free to live. So one man went to Prophet Muhammad. He told him, well, look here, the man asked him, well, you tell us to learn to die. Bamira, there was so man, you die while alive. You want to reap the full fruit of your hangman body. Go learn to die. Leave the body at will. Then the man was afraid of, perhaps by leaving the body, is it a death that is released to lead me to the grave? And he said, no, it is not such a death that will lead you to the grave. But it is a death which will lead you from darkness to light. This is all other master said. Well, is it possible to die, to leave the body at home? Master said, yes. It was asked of St. Paul whether man can die. He said, I die daily. Guru Nanak was asked, and he said, well, I die 100 times a day. Mariye to mar jaiye phoot pade samsaar. Nanak aisi marni jo mare din mein saav sabar. So all masters advise us to that way. The death which is so fearful, now it appears. But with those who have learnt how to die, to leave the body at will and traverse into the beyond, they have tasted the bliss of the beyond. They want to leave the body, you see, but they are controlled. They have to work on in this plane under the will of God. It so happened that the time of death of Maulana Rum, one Mohammedan saint, he was at his deathbed while leaving the body. Some friends of his came up, they prayed, oh God, give him recovery. And he opened his eyes, he says, let this recovery be blessed for you. And the people asked him, well, you don't want recovery? He said, no. Why? He said, look here. And the average daily life, I could hardly snatch away some time to leave the body and go into the lap of the Father. So the body stands a veil between me and God. Now the time has come, this body, curtain of the body should be rent asunder once for all. Don't you like that I leave the body and go into the lap of the Father once for all? You see the anger of you? That is why I should say, why should we be to the star? We be saints. संतन को क्या रोइए जो अपनी रह जाए रो साकत बापड़े जो हटो हट जुदा why should we weep the masters? They go to their homes. We should weep for those who have spoiled their life. They have not learnt how to die while they live. If you once know how to leave your body at will, let the aversion to be beyond. Have experience of that beauty and bliss. Well, naturally, You would like to be there, you see. Mm-hmm. So for that reason you would find, Kabir said, every day man is dying, but they have not learned to die while alive, the true living, true death, while alive. That is why they come again and again, again and again, because man goes where he is attached. So is it possible, can we leave the body at will? That's the point. Mirabai says yes. Mira manmani. Sotta silas mani. Now I am convinced, Mirabai says, that my soul, Sotta, can traverse into the beyond, fly into the beyond. Tulsidas has asked the same thing in his head. He says that we can traverse into the beyond. Who? The saints. And others who sit at their feet. So when we go to your master, the first thing he just, first lesson he gives us to die while alive. And how to die. He gives the experience. You forget your body for a while. And your inner eyes open, you have the experience of God in the, as in the form of light. If day to day you are regular, you have no fear of death. So the hymns he was just singing was, it was to the master, you see. And we have seen a very strange event, you see. People are afraid of dying even to hear the name of death. Strange enough, they are coming to his feet. Well, master teaches how to die. You see? People are afraid of that, and they are coming of their own will and pleasure. They want to die while alive. And the same man having their untimely deaths daily at the feet of the master. So who can tell us how to leave the body at will, go into the beyond? He can give us an experience how to do it by demonstration. Well, by regular practice, we must learn how to die at will. If once we know how to leave the body, then the whole angle of vision is changed.
We will learn through this in our practice.
Master gives you first day some experience to rise above, to open the inner eye, something to start with. Then by day to day regular practice, he learns to. Regular practice makes regular. You see? When you know how to leave body daily, well, it is at the time of death, time death, oh, you will willingly go. So I know, for instance, I am going back, you see. I have no fear of going back. You see? So whenever master comes, you see, he says, well, man cannot be had half number years for unless the man learns how to leave the body. How can he go to enter the kingdom of God? That is within you. Kingdom of God cannot be had by observing. This is within you. So this is the first step, you see. We start where the ABC starts, of the paravidya, you might say. This is the religion above all religions of rites, rituals, dogma, and everything. This is one for all. Saint Plutarch tells us, the soul that is initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, that has got the same experience when it has at the time of leaving the body at death. So this is perhaps a very wonderful thing. People are afraid of dying and they are willing to master tell us how to die. And there's no question now in your moment on this and that thing. These are outer form badges we are carrying, but this fate awaits us all without exception. This is what the masters teach. Well, this is one thing which awaits everybody, and if you don't learn how to leave the body, You must be in agony, isn't it? Little mistake of life that has to be solved. But there are so many tensions in the house of our life. There are so many planes in all creation. According to those planes, God has given us bodies to work through when we want. But pity it is, this iron curtain of body we cannot transcend. All methods which we follow, they pertain to the outgoing cycle. They are meant for the preparation of the ground, developing love and devotion in us. They are good actions. But unless you learn to leave the body at will and be conscious of that God power controlling all creation, you see, until then you cannot become selfless. So all masters say the world at large is either in feelings, or they are in emotions, or they draw inferences to come to some conclusion. They are all subject to error. Seeing is above all. Seeing arises when we shake off the physical. Then that seeing dwells more and more as we rise above. Other bodies, you see, microcosm in the microcosm of the body. Your bodies are got into those planes to enable us to just traverse in those planes at our will and pleasure. If we more advance, for such like personalities have been rare in the past too, and even now they are rare, who know the way when they can give the way, put you on the way. And that requires further development, you see, by regular practice, by perseverance and steadiness, and with good character. See, the teachings are far more important. So the thing that you were just reading is that was just addressing the master of master. Well, strange enough, a very strange thing. You see, people are afraid of that, and now people are coming wailing to die, how to die, you see. Because there lies the door to heaven, you see, when you rise above body comes. This is what Christ said. Except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And then Nicodemus, who was an old man, he says, Master, Lord, I am an old man, how can I re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? The Christ says, marvel not, I say unto you, you must die. First learn to die. First birth we have got in the flesh. This is the second birth. To be reborn. Flesh is born of the flesh and spirit of the spirit. The first is born of the corruptible seed and the other of the incorruptible seed. But this is no new thing, you see. All masters have been referring to that. In the old days of India, the rishis had that very custom. To make children twice born. Reborn or twice born, this means the same thing. First they were born in the flesh, then they were made to born into the beyond, that was called the twice born. And that twice born custom was performed only by the leaders, religious eyes, who were competent to give the children an experience to be born anew into the beyond. The system you know continues. They used to give them the Gayatri Mantra at the time. Om Bhum Vasa Tatsvitravarindu. They had the competence to raise their soul above body consciousness, to open the inner eye to see this light compared to sun rising. Now the system is there. the same mantra is given there, but they are not competent to give them experience to be reborn or the twice born. So these are the truths, no new ones. All masters who came up in the past, they always gave us that. So what I am telling you, it is no new thing, as I told you, this is the old truth, truths that we have forgotten. So this thing you cannot learn, you see, from those who are merely adept in the elementary steps, you see. But we have got many people like that, you know. You can hear, please.
There are two chairs.
Yes. You can continue sitting. You can sit, sir. No.
Sit down,
sit down, that's all right. Not all of you to go, only 2 chairs, that's all right. That's better, Kasi. Yeah, just glad to see you. I was just hearing about you. So glad to see you. Just sitting here talking over about our problem of life, the main problem of life. Generally, you see, everybody is afraid of death. There is no exception to the rule. All who are born must leave the body somewhere. Even the very saints and masters who came in the past, they have to leave the body. And we have to, there can be no exception to the rule. We are afraid of death for 2 reasons. First reason is, we do not know how to die. What happens at the time of death? The soul is withdrawn from the underneath, withdrawn to the back of the eyes, which is the seat of the soul in the body. Eyes are upturned. Then drops in comes. You see? We do not know how to leave the body. We have to leave the body. And second cause is, we do not know where to go after that. We are not sure. So for these 2 reasons, men are afraid of that. So they say, the lost enemy that we have to conquer is death. How to conquer? You cannot escape. Then, conquest will come only if you know how to die. You know? Saint Plutarch tells us that those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul experience has the same experience as it has at the time of death when leaving the body. So have conquered, so death is to know how to die. That is why all masters tell us, learn to die so that you may begin to live. It's all what Prophet Muhammad said, so Guru Nanak says, we must learn while alive. Kabir says, because we do not know how to die while alive, that is, you do that. When you know how to leave the body, our whole angle of being will change. This very body, which was the first companion while coming into the world, well, it does not go along with us when we leave the body. Then how those things which have come into contact through this body, how can they go? That is why all masters say, lay thy treasures in heaven, where no moth shall eat. So it is strange now, that the masters of the higher order now, you would say, there are many masters. They were there in the past too, and even now. When you go to him, they give you the very first day, the lesson, how to die, how to leave the body, how to rise above body consciousness. How your eye can become single to see the light of God. Well, once an experience is given, you see, there to be there more bliss and beauty inside. All glory and beauty lies within you. When they have a taste of that, experience of that sweetness and intoxication within, naturally everybody would like to dance. So, by learning to rise above body consciousness, we begin to enter the kingdom of God. We must be born anew, as I said. It is the birth of soul into the beyond, not birth of the flesh. Flesh is born of the flesh and spirit of the spirit. These questions were also prevalent in the old times, other places too. There is no new science being given out, new truth. It is the old truth. But all masters came and gave out the same thing. Prophet Muhammad gave the same thing. Oh, man, go learn to die if you want to derive the full benefit of having a man body. And the man was saying, well, is it to death and we leave? What to do? He said, well, it is not such a death which will lead you to the grave, but from darkness to light. Kabir says so, Guru Nanak says so, all of the masters, Mirabai says so, Tulsi, they say so. So this is something practical. This was taught by the masters who came in the past. They gave testimony to it. But now we have forgotten that thing. St. Paul was asked whether you die, he said, I die daily. What is death? Death is only transference from physical into the beyond. When you first learn to die, your angle of vision, the whole angle of vision is changed. When you've got more bliss inside, naturally you're unattached from outside. If you do serve the humanity, you serve the humanity from the angle of vision of the soul and the God residing in every heart. So these are the truths that have been given by almost all masters. Strange enough, we find that people are afraid of death and men are coming to the feet of the masters to learn how to die willingly. You see, untimely deaths are occurring. Those who come to the masters, they give them a sitting for a while. They rise above body consciousness, they see, oh, this body is gone. The inner eye opens, you see, they see the light, begin to see the light. They begin to hear the voice of God too. That is why Christ said to his disciples, blessed are you, for you see things what the old prophets could not see. You hear things what the old prophets and righteous men could not hear. So when you come to your master, you know how to die. And you know how to die, then no fear of death is there. You die daily. And Guru Nanak says, learn 100, to die 100 times a day at will. So first step that we have to take is to rise above the iron curtain of the man body. You know yourself, you come in contact with God, you have got bread of life in the water of life, you see, which is the word personified. You become spiritually healthy. On the spiritual health depends the health of mind and body both. So these are the teachings which are given by all masters who came in the past. Those teachings still stand. But for want of practical people we have forgotten. That's why. For that, of course, pure purity of heart is required. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So this is what all masters have been given. This talk was going on just before he came here, you see. So for that reason then, we are concerned mostly with that. All, we have joined various schools of thought only for that purpose, to solve the mystery of life. when you solve it well, you can help others too. This is a practical subject of self-analysis. The elementary steps that we have are missing all religions. To remain in some religion is a blessing. If you don't remain, either we will have to form new ones or you don't remain, then there will be corruption, you see. So it's better to remain in your own truth, no need of changing. That's the first step that you have taken. That's all right. By reading scriptures, performing rites and rituals, those are meant only for developing love and devotion for God and the desire to know God. They are good actions. But the mystery of life is to solve in this way, to know oneself. We know, say it is my watch, I can lay it aside. I say it is my coat, I can put it off. But I say it is my body, we cannot put it off altogether. So this is something to learn at the feet of the man. So the poet says, well, strange now, people are afraid of death and they are coming willingly at the feet of the master to die, you see. Not only to die, but they are meeting with untimely death. Besides death, we do not lead them to the grave, but give them more light, and darkness light. So this is subject common for all. I just repeat in a few words what they are talking about. So very glad to see you. Man was speaking about you this evening. We never expected you, but you come. Very glad to see you. So I've got a common ground for all, you see. That requires no change of religion, but to be true to one's own religion. The truth stands already. We have forgotten, that's all. A true Christian is one who sees the light of God, and a true Sikh, Mohammedan, who sees the light of God. So, those who see the light of God, they are nearer to God, and they are, I mean, derive the full benefit of joining any particular religion.
They are coming to Delhi to learn more.
No, I just, only by the way, this subject was going on already. Sometimes that random subject, whatever is taken, these are truths, you see, already this thing. Given out in our scriptures, but to have the right import thereof, you see, we want some man who knows the way. If we want to interpret at the level of intellect only, then we cannot do full justice to the work, you see. The intellect, you say, it is light of intellect. Well, it is true light. The people say in the children, see. Daily every morning, the people come out, they have their sitting. With God's grace, they are having it. So such persons were also rare in the past, even though they are rare, the world is not without them. But right understanding are the two import of the scriptures we can have only at the feet of somebody who has that very experience in life and is competent to give us life. That is why it was said, Son knows the Father and others whom the Son reveals. Sonship continues. Christ existed before Jesus, even now. Christ is the God power. Continues working at different human poles for the guidance of child humanity. They call it Christ power, they call it Master power, they call it Guru power. So blessed are they who have got this man body with the grace of God. And the highest aim is before us to know God. And to know God, we must know ourselves. Not as a matter of feeling or emotions or drawing inferences, but as a matter of self-analysis. Seeing is above all. You stay here for a day or two? You'll stay here for a day or two?
Yes, I flew from Dallas.
That's
a Mayflower.
Yes, that's good. people understand from this level there's no duality. You see, unity already exists. The way back to God is also very natural. But they have forgotten that duality. People in their own zealousness consider perhaps they have got the only truth. Truth is false. The religion of religions, you see, above all other religions, is truth. Yes.
Master, we're having in the morning at the Mayflower breakfast of religious radio broadcasters from America. A number of senators and congressmen will be there.
Yes.
And what? One of the senators will speak.
That's all right.
We'd be most happy if you could come and be our guest.
What time is it?
Baron von Blumberg, 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's 2 o'clock. I think there will be meditation here.
No.
No meditation to one?
Yeah.
Then sorry.
There'll be a breakfast in the morning at the Mayflower of congressmen and senators, the National Association of Religious Broadcasters.
Yeah. All of the largest religious broadcasters in America.
All of the largest religious broadcasters in America, members of Congress and the Senate, and they'd like Master you and me.
I hope there will be no meditation tomorrow, so Master can go there.
Well, don't you learn something? A man learns and unlearns all through life. Wherever I go as a student. I'm still a student. I've been a student all through life. At the Mayflower Hotel?
At 8 o'clock.
Which, there's a big hotel which all room, etc. What number? Which flat?
Oh, it's in the state room. The big dining room in the main lobby.
I'll find out.
Love floor.
You'll be with me. And I'll meet you when you come
state
back.
State room. Yes. We both will be waiting for you.
Yes.
Outside the room.
Who is the speaker over there?
The speaker will be Senator Carl Mundt of Dakota.
That's all right.
Mr. Henry from the FCC was the speaker.
That's all right. Anybody has to say something? Yes?
So now we have to rise above and overcome the body. Suppose that a person is initiated not too long and they pass out. Will the Master meet them there?
Surely, surely. It is God in him, not him. Son of man, my dear.
No, what I mean, the Master meets him. He doesn't go through the angel of death.
Well, look here, I tell you, those who have got contact with God, power, light within him, why should you go to the angel of death?
Well, even if you didn't, I'm not talking about your older one, but the new one that has come.
New ones also, you must have some experience to start with. The seed is there. Yes? And that is not lost. That should have been developed. If not, well, see, even the seed is not lost, you see. Yes, please.
If the initiation experience enables one to learn to leave one's body in order to become a head, are we to conclude that there is no hope for those who have not experienced
Beg pardon? Yes, what you said?
Are we to conclude that there is no hope or no means for those who have not experienced initiation?
I tell you.
Then how are they? Are they lost? So,
there's food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Demand and supply is the law of nature. Where fire burns, oxygen comes to help. Guru appears when the chair is ready. If a man has got desire in his heart to know God, God resides in every heart. He knows this child is after me. He makes some arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where he can be put in on the way. And who can put him on the way? No son of man can do it. When God has no equal, no brother, no father, no mother, who can give you contact with that? God is light, you see. In God is our principle, the music of his sphere. Well, you say that where God is manifest, that manifested God at the human pole somewhere, will be able to raise your soul above body consciousness and give you contact with God himself. And those who have desire, they are having it. All things shall be given unto you. Now can it shall be opened unto you, let's say. So there, those who are ready, they are having it. The others, this readiness might come as a reaction of the past. And sometimes when a man passes through so many vicissitudes of life, he looks to some more safe haven, you see. So they have got a sort of awakening, they have some inkling about knowing God. Desire. God makes some arrangement, you see, for him. We are all children of God. God, the Father loves the children, you see. Those who are not initiated, because they are not ready, if they have got, they must have it.
I was trying to tell the people here before you got down.
Yes.
A few glimpses. Perhaps I wasn't authorized to. You indicated the other day that without your knowledge, they prepared a big celebration for you on February 9th at the Convocation of Saints for the World Fellowship of Religions.
Yeah.
And they want to welcome you back to India. This is separate from the big birthday celebration.
Yes, yes.
February 6th.
They'll send me that. I told them not to do it, but with all that they have done.
Are there to be two celebrations, 6th and 9th?
6th is continuing to be.
Is a celebration at the ashram?
When I go, they'll run up there in thousands.
I know.
Master, you said 50 religions were represented. Methodists,
yes.
Presbyterians in all of India. And
there are so many this given. There are Christians too. And then in the 50.
They did that Christians. Without your knowledge.
Yes. Because I have been in contact with them, with those people, you see. That is why they love me, I love them.
Well, this is a parallel to what Mr. Blomberg did, this radio broadcast thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. A parallel, like a surprise thing.
And it is God's arrangement, not mine, you see. I'm dragged on like anything, it is his way. This credit does not go to me, I tell you. It is to God, you see. So I am the same man, like you.
Every day somebody wants the master.
Well, in God's grace, we had, I mean, response everywhere, wherever we met, whether of one religion or the other, whether the social head, or the religious head, or the political head. And I see it by the grace of God, or the God in our master. It is His grace working, you see. Master is one.
I may say one other thing. I don't want to monopolize the question, and I'll keep quiet. Right?
Yes.
Maybe Hardeni was singing, something was just coming to me very strongly, because you, in a lot of ways, resembled me of Albert Schweitzer, the great humanitarian.
Yes.
And you're being known throughout the world more and more, and I was just thinking, wouldn't it be nice with you and Albert Schweitzer get together, I know you correspond with him, that at that particular moment, two great hearts will have a great outpouring of love upon the world. I know you're outpouring your love now, but I was just thinking what worldwide effect that would have to have you two people get together, or even in India, at this celebration of the next World Congress of Religion, or perhaps you in Africa.
Well, Albert Schweitzer has already accepted
That's the awakening, you see, not from man, from God above, everywhere. And we had great response everywhere.
Taking care of
it. Well, it is his work going on, you see. Who knows us? Man knows. Who knows us? We are like them, you see. But we find this awakening everywhere, see.